viewing. You know how to get in touch with him?
Yeah. You want to see him in the
car? Yeah. Are like-minded and they have the same goals for their children. That has to be the basis for determining how one lives, what one does. Otherwise, it's irresponsible. Children can't be experimented with or sacrificed for some other so-called purpose. Children means they're going to get the best shot at Krishna consciousness, and that's what it means. Life changes when Vrihastas want to become parents. It means that their lives become still. Krishna's in the center, focused around Krishna, but the practical realities of managing life and living, that has to be centered around children. It has to ensure that children have that kind of opportunity. And that's the mission of Grihasthas. It's not an easy thing, that's obvious. It's visible that to raise children who then continue on the lineage or the responsibilities of spreading Krishna consciousness. Pure devotees, not just devotees, but pure devotees. That's real work. But it's the need of our movement, and it's absolute necessity, because if if our devotees can't make their children Krishna conscious, then you just have a lopsided society. The only people we can make Krishna conscious are the people who are in Maya. But the people who are born into Krishna consciousness, we can't make them Krishna conscious. So, that's why from when we were talking yesterday, whatever's best for children, that's what should be done, and wherever is the best place for them, that's where one should be. Everything else is secondary, other considerations. Unless there's some kind of real super overwhelming earth or world changing opportunity, but it's rarely like that. I just said, children have to be Krishna conscious. That's serving the mission, and then they become much better devotees than the people who just come in off the street, because they don't have any past luggage they're carrying. They don't have any bad karma. They have good samskaras. They don't know anything else other than Krishna consciousness. All of these flowers are gonna fall off. Huh? Well, but it's just for so small deities where things go, it's not, I don't think these kind of sticky out things work so well. Oh, yeah, on the small, on the big deities, it's alright, but just get sort of ripped off between the arms or the legs, or, and you can only sew them on so tight. Yes, if the children become book distributors, temple presidents, that's our mission, isn't it? Making devotees. And that's why we have children, making devotees. They're meant to be better devotees than than the ones who come in off the streets, because they have a better chance, better opportunity. Something else on that? Factors considered in raising them?
Yeah, the things that should be taken as priorities in order to raise Krishna conscious children.
Well, the most important thing is to have Krishna conscious parents. And then you have to have a good school, where the standards in the school are the same as the standards at home, or at least the standards at home are higher than the standards at the school, they're not lower. And then you need to be in an environment where the people around, the devotees around, they're also in the same Krishna conscious mood. Children can't be put into any type of duality or any polarity where there are different standards. Everything should really be the same. And then they're not in any stress. Bewildered as to, you know, what is the way? Everyone's doing the same thing. If there's no TV in school, there's no TV at home, there's no TV in the neighbor's house, then there's no TV. It doesn't exist. But if their friends have TV and they don't have TV, then you'll have TV. It's just a matter of time. Because they'll want it. Or even if not, then they'll be living a double standard, and that's not good for children, because they'll end up generally going for the lower standard, because they're just conditioned souls and they're helpless little things. Not Prahlad Maharajas. And then it will cause confusion, because some people will say TV is okay and someone else will say TV is not okay. So opposing instructions coming from different directions will just bewilder children. And you have to deal with the bewilderment instead of having a uniform type of upbringing where they just hear one thing. And then when they're, you know, raised and trained and they grow up and they become adults, then they can make their own choices about TV or not. But by then their intelligence will be sufficiently trained and they'll be sufficiently Krishna conscious that they won't want TV. But with young children, you can't expect that. explain to them that they shouldn't have some things that their peers have. So these are sort of the three environments, home, school, and in between, that really need to be harmonious. And then that really propels children along. Compensate at home, but it will cause, it'll dilute the standards and it'll make things much more difficult for parents, for children. Together, you get all kinds of conflict arising out of that. It's just inevitable because people have different conceptions and they have different desires. And if they're together in the same place, it'll cause disagreement. Can work out disagreement, or they can live with disagreement, but and they can live with even different standards because they're adults, but children generally can't. They can't digest that. They'll end up being distracted by the material enemy. So that needs to be put, and if that's inevitable, then it just means that the parents need to sort of modify their plans, or at least their expectations. Anyway, but the expectations shouldn't be placed on the children, that's one thing for sure. And who's expecting them that they're going to be pure devotees no matter where they are, even if they're like living with Hirani Kashipu, then they're supposed to come out like Prahlad Maharaj. So then the devotees need to take that into consideration and then make do the best they can in given circumstances. And that's also life. Okay. Put that there. Who's that?